Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It is 12:03, December 26th, 2025. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us for the Friday edition of the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart today. Christmas holiday weekend, certainly big for the movie box office. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, today, the day after Christmas, well, it's the perfect time to build a gift closet, drawer, or box that gets you ready for the entire year ahead. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jennifer Waters, Chicago-based business reporter. And Jennifer, for people who've never heard of a gift closet, what is it and why does it actually save us money in the long run?
Well, hello, Rachel. Thanks for inviting me. A gift closet, and really, if you have an extra closet in your room, you can actually, or in your house, and you can do that, that's fine. But it could just be a storage bin or, you know, a shelf or something like that. And it really is, it's about finding things on sale. And we're talking about fire sales starting today into next week. Finding things on sale that you know you can give as a hostess gift, a birthday gift, a thank you gift, something like that. And then you just kind of put it aside. You buy it when it's really cheap, but it's still, you know, a really, you know, nice quality gift. But you buy it then, you put it aside. And then in the gift closet or bin, whatever you have, you also have like all occasion cards, you know, thank you notes, birthday cards, even sympathy cards, you know, and then maybe some wrapping paper stuff. I have that all in a drawer. And then, you know, other things that would be, you know, easy little gifts, you know, throughout the year that you want to give, like candlesticks or jewelry dishes or, you know, if guys, for guys, like funny socks or hunting socks or grilling gear, something like that. But you're really looking to, you know, buy these things when they're on sale, like they are now. That's assuming any of us have extra cash to spend, but doing that and then just keeping them throughout the year.
Well, I can say firsthand that your future self will thank you for something like this. I have, it's a part of a shelf in my hall closet, and I have just sort of like tucked away things either that I find on sale, or sometimes if you get a gift that like maybe you don't love, but you know someone else might, you can tuck that away for later. And you know, call me forgetful maybe, but there are just so many occasions that pop up where you're like, man, I could really, like, I just need something small, something simple to give to someone, and hey, there's the closet.
Yeah, but this is and this is about organization too, because you want to have it all there. And even if you're going to re-gift something to, you got to remember who gave it to you so you don't re-gift it back to them. But you don't want to do something that I have done more times than I care to admit to. And that is you got to keep track. And that is because I'm going to give you an example. This year, I bought these beautiful little Nambe jewelry dishes for my daughters and in-law. And I ended up forgetting. I bought them in like October. I put them away. But I ended up forgetting I had them, and I should have made a spreadsheet and said, "Here's what I have for the girls," and I forgot that I have them, so now I'm giving them to as New Year's gifts. you got to be careful though. You got to keep them. You got to have a strategy for this.
You know what? That's a really great point too. I was at my parents' house for the holidays, and we had all the gifts wrapped, and then after everything had been opened, we're playing in another room, and I look and I say, "What's this?" And my mom says, "Ah, I forgot to wrap that. That's supposed to be for you for Christmas." So you know what? You're right. I think there's got to be some hack here for keeping an eye on all of it. But I think the key is, and you sort of touched on this, is if you've got a little extra money at the end of the year, do yourself a favor and take advantage of these sales, because this is the time when they're happening.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And even throughout the year, think about Amazon Prime Days and Walmart and Target copycat sales like that, Nordstrom's annual sale. Just keep that in mind as these deep discount sales are going on, that you could just pick up something, for, I don't want to say cheap, but for relatively inexpensive based on what they might normally cost.
Yeah, and it also probably saves you a scrambled later down the road when you never know when a gift will need to pop up. Thanks so much, Jennifer Waters, Chicago-based business reporter. With families off work and school, theaters are filling fast. We'll talk about the holiday weekend box office next.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Christmas holiday weekend, huge for the movie industry. So let's bring on Paul DeGarabedian, head of marketplace trends for the box office tracking company Comscore, based in L.A. Paul, always glad to have you with us here. And you're sort of my go-to for what's going on the box office. What's the big headline for this holiday weekend?
Well, I think it really is just there's so many movies out there, Rachel. It's incredible. Avatar, Fire and Ash, obviously, the big driver of box office last weekend. That film is already closing in on $500 million at the global box office. And then on Christmas Day alone, we had Marty Supreme going into wide release, the new Timothée Chalamet film, of course, Song Sung Blue, and Anaconda also opening. Then there's a bunch of limited releases out there. There's really something for everyone. The holdover films like Zootopia 2, The Housemaid, David, SpongeBob movie, and again, as I talked about, Marty Supreme. So this is a pivotal weekend because right at the home stretch, we're at $8.5 billion domestically right now. We're trying to get to that $9 billion target, so we got to hustle here over the last few days of the year to get to that threshold.
Yeah, tickets, snacks, parking, it all adds up. Do you think studios, they're seeing people choose maybe just one event movie instead of, say, multiple trips? Or, I can remember holidays, we used to do a whole movie marathon at the theater, spend the whole day there.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think, because people have so many options for entertainment and audiences are price sensitive, that comes into play. But I think it's an emotional response that people have. Not so much about the money, but more about am I going to get the bang for my buck when I go to the theater? And I think we're going to see, no matter where we get to this year, we're going to be close to $9 billion domestically. But in 26, right around the corner, we're going to have so many big movies out there. There's a new Avengers movie, Avengers Doomsday, a Dune Part 3, Toy Story 5, Minions 3, Super Mario Galaxy. So I'm predicting that 26 could be the biggest year for movie theaters since the pandemic.
Okay, now a bunch of those films you just named are pretty big budget, but when we're talking about maybe even those smaller or mid-budget films like A24's Marty Supreme or Anaconda, what does success look like for them? Is it the box office? Is it streaming? Is it just word of mouth? There's been a lot of buzz around Marty Supreme.
Yeah, well, I think for those films, really, it's about the ROI, the return on investment, if you will. In other words, some of these so-called smaller films have huge budgets in and of themselves. It's sometimes shocking to see that. But it's really about getting people into the theater to see these films. Films that play in a theater first are more coveted, have more perceived value, and then they'll wind up on streaming where people will want to see them as well. So it's really, and like you said, I think we used to go those marathon days where we'd see a bunch of movies. I think audiences are price sensitive, but over this holiday season, I mean, when you have Avatar, but you also have Marty Supreme, Song Sung Blue, Anaconda, you could, if you want to go see two or three of those films, because they're very different movie-going experiences, and I think that's what people want to do. They want to go outside of the house, have some fun during the holidays. As you said at the top of this, this is a big movie-going window. The final 8 days of the year can generate up to $500 million in box office, and that's pretty impressive for an eight-day stretch at the domestic box office.
And it's worth noting, too, Christmas Eve fell midweek this year. So I'm curious, did the timing of that affect movie-going behavior? Meaning, you know, you had Thursday Christmas, and then now you're heading into the actual weekend here when a lot of people are off.
It does. That's a great question, because in some of the years where that corridor, from Christmas Eve through New Year's Eve, that final stretch of the year, again, you can generate up to $500 million there. And so I think the day of the week that it lands on is important. I mean, Saturday is the biggest movie going day of the week. If Christmas were to land on that day, I mean, we've seen in the past where people do go out after they're opening the presents or whatever they're doing on Christmas Day and go out to the movie theater. So it does matter, but I think it's just like we get all caught up in the holidays. It just seems like to be able to go out and see a movie, and Marty Supreme for me is the movie I think a lot of people will be interested in. Timothée Chalamet could get an Oscar for his role in that movie. There's a lot of buzz surrounding that. But if you want to see something like Avatar that's 3 hours and 17 minutes and you want a lot for your money up there on the big screen in 3D, you can go see that. But for me, next year, with a new Tom Cruise movie, a new Steven Spielberg movie, both of those were just announced within the past few weeks, opening in 26. I think 26 is going to be a really big year. We had a very tumultuous 25 in the business with mergers and the box office having its ups and downs. But I think next year, at least on the box office for theatrical, it's going to be huge.
Thanks so much for joining us, Paul DeGarabedian, head of marketplace trends for ComScore in Los Angeles. Up next, the post-Christmas return rush is well underway. What shoppers need to know about some stricter policies.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The post-Christmas return rush is officially underway, but shoppers are facing stricter policies. So let's talk about what you need to know with Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor based in New York. His website, retaildoctor.com. And Bob, apparently today is the day to return your gifts, but maybe it's just me. What's the rush?
Happy Returnuary. That's what we call it until January.
What is the hurry? These stores aren't open just today. You can go tomorrow, a week from now.
I know, but if you want your 70% off ornaments, first come, first served. Okay. I mean, that's always the challenge, isn't it, at this time of year? Because if somebody gave you a sweater you really loved, that it runs a little small. So you go in and just say, I just want the next size up. And they're like, yeah, we don't have it.
Right.
Oh, can you get another store? Like, no. And so then let's get my money back. Well, there's a new little wrinkle, which is if you mail in these returns that somebody had gotten for you, you may end up spending up to, I think Macy's is $9.99 and Marshall's and TJ Maxx about $12 for mailed in returns. And they're going to take that out of your refund. That's kind of in that small print at the bottom of your shipping label you probably didn't see. That's kind of a significant, isn't it?
It is if you got a $10 sweater.
that's right. And, you know, that's a great point, too, because typically the things that are most frequently returned are going to be clothing and shoes and even socks or accessories, you know, those pre-wrapped little items people buy, and even smaller electronics and gadgets. You know, they're things that really somebody didn't have to consider the purchase. It was like, just get Uncle Al whatever it is. And those tend to come back quicker. And that's why today is a big headache for retailers. But the good news of this, Rachel, is if you go into the stores, those are free. So it's, you know, they're basically just saying, if you're going to ship it, it's going to take more for us to to do. So we're going to make you share that cost. And hopefully that changes the way people think of e-com, that it's all so easy, right?
Right, right. But here's the thing. Even if you go in store, I think some of those policies have tightened up too. And I'm just going to give a quick story here because it's the holidays. And this was last year. My dad got a sweater he did not like. He took it back to JCPenney for a return in store. They wouldn't give him store credit. They wouldn't give him anything. And he just left the sweater there and walked away. And now they have his...
Was it your sweater, Rachel?
No, it was not. It was not my fault. Thank you. But the point is, I think even in store, we're seeing some more obstacles about you got to make sure the tags are still on. You got to have a receipt if you're wanting exact, you know, the money back. Otherwise, you're looking at store credit. I mean, these are things to keep in mind.
Well, and may I just make one other final part to keep in mind? You don't go in and like yell at the maitre d' at the restaurant because you're going to get the worst service. Mm-hmm. People are probably going to spit in your food, who knows what. But don't start off by like screaming at whoever the guy or gal is behind the counter and what they did. You know, you can just say, hey, you know, I didn't realize this was on sale. It was a one-off deal. What can you do for me? That's a much nicer way to start than to lock your heels in and go into battle. And yeah, you may win, but in this day and age, someone's probably going to film it. But also, if it's an exception, the manager has every right to say, no, this is the way our policies are. So be kind, understand that these people have been working in retail, have been doing it all year long, and they've just had to leave their family and friends to come wait on you. So give them a break, and also be aware that the attitude you bring to it is probably what's going to help you determine getting it. So I wasn't there with your dad, but I would venture to say you just asked, can I speak to a supervisor?
Might have been the wrong person at the wrong time. Yeah,
exactly, my friend. Right.
Thanks so much for joining us, Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York. Still ahead in Entrepreneur Friday, restaurants, well, they sure look glamorous, but surviving, well, that's a whole different ballgame.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Pearson in for Rob Hart. Stocks are trading lower. Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk, based here in Chicago. And Michael, aside from today, which we'll say is little movement, stocks continue to hit fresh highs. Is this momentum going to carry into the new year?
Good afternoon, Rachel, and thanks for having me on. Do I think the momentum will go into next year? I think next year can be a positive year, but I don't. We're not going to have 20-25% return like we've been getting used to the last few years. with the S&P up here at 6,900, I do like the fact that we have not had like a blow off top to end this year, at least not yet. We'll see what happens next week. That's healthy, but I still think that we are on the higher end of where valuations could be. And with earnings growth, I think the S&P will earn between 285 and 295 next year. That still sets up for a 25 PE next year. For us to get over 7,000 up to the 7,500 range, which is what I think is reasonable to expect, we're going to have to grow into it in earnings. So you're going to have to see earnings approaching 300, which would then set up for, you know, a 25 times multiple at 7,500 in the S&P. And then with hopefully 2027 earnings, I hate to talk about that already, but well above 300, that would then allow for the S&P to get to 7,500. But we've had a heck of a couple years, and I just think that I don't expect a huge year again next year. I do think it'll be positive, but if investors are expecting double-digit returns, I think they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. I am curious how the Fed plays into all of this as well.
Sure. So the Fed, as long as it stays where it's been, which is I would call them dovish, I think that'll be fine. But the Fed is beholden to inflation, and if inflation ticks up, they're not going to be able to continue to lower rates. So we'll have to see what happens. Everybody will be watching the PCE numbers, the PPI numbers early next year to see where inflation is. If inflation remains where it's at, you can get a couple more rate cuts in the Fed, and that will help stabilize and help the stock market continue to go up. But again, watch out for inflation as far as Fed policy.
Now, Mike, I think you could potentially summarize 2025 trade with the words AI, the letters AI. Is this tech trend going to continue into next year? What's next?
I think the market will start to broaden a bit, but AI is definitely going to be in the news for many years. I think between space exploration and commerce and AI, those are going to be the two drivers. But I caution investors, I don't like the public pure open AI plays, as I think a lot of them are going to go to zero. And then NVIDIA is just so highly valued. So I like the plays like Google, Meta, and those are the names. And then, honestly, the only pure play AI I like for next year is not public. It's private. That's OpenAI. That's the best bet for investors, but you have to get it in the private markets. That's going to be a $1 trillion company. It's already valued at $500 billion. So, you know, next year, I would look for other places. Stay away from pure play AI stocks. I think that they're overdone at this point. And, you know, do the secondary stuff like Google and Meta, where they have AI exposure, but that's not their only business. It's a much safer way to bet it, as opposed to going with pure AI plays.
Thanks so much, Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital here in Chicago. Up next, an Entrepreneur Friday, from dream to daily grind, what it really takes to run a successful restaurant.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and opening a restaurant is a classic entrepreneurial dream. But the reality behind the scenes, it's tougher than a lot of people expect. So we welcome Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works here in Chicago. And Izzy, if you'll indulge me, let's do a little role play here. Let's say I want to open a restaurant in Chicago. I'm going to call it Dibs. It's family style eating. You got to call dibs on the last bite. It's a work in progress. What advice do you have for me?
Well, first, Rachel, when you call me and we have a little discussion, the first thing I'm going to tell you, as a good consultant, my job is to talk you out of going into the restaurant business.
Oop. That's not what I want to hear.
Right. Well, you don't want to hear it, but better to hear it now than lose all your money later. And if you look at the statistics, 50% or almost 50% of all restaurants fail within a year. You get to the five-year mark, you're at about 80%. And all the mistakes that people make that caused them to fail took place 6 months to a year before they ever opened. So they undercapitalize. That's a big thing. So I had a client or a new client call me the other day. Great woman, has a nice concept. I asked her, how much do you have to invest? She said $400,000, which sounds like a lot of money. But when we went through the size of her place, everything it was going to take, she really needed about $1.1 million. So better to know that today than, you know, a year down the road when you're failing.
Yeah, and I have to wonder, too, if entrepreneurs that are first looking to open up a restaurant underestimate just how long it takes to turn a profit.
Well, a lot of people believe it takes more than a year, but that's not correct. If you're on target, you're controlling your costs, all those things, you should be at break even, you know, 3 months, 6 months at the very outside, and turning a profit, you know, after that. But, you know, this idea of waiting a year to turn profit, nobody who's in any other business would look at that and say that's a good model.
Yeah.
So organization and having the right amount of funding, the right people in place, that should get you there much, much quicker.
And I'm curious, I'll pick your brain. How much of a restaurant's success relies on the concept versus the execution? Meaning, like, you could have the greatest idea, the greatest menu, but if you don't have the business plan behind it, I mean, that can fall to pieces as well. So where do you put the most effort when you're talking about launching a restaurant?
Well, certainly you want to have a great concept, but, you know, having a great concept that's poorly executed, meaning people come in and all of a sudden the food's not great, the service isn't great. That's, again, kind of the heads up that failure is on its way, and you really need to refocus your efforts. But getting those first people in and giving them the greatest experience really matters, because it's that, you know, you meet somebody for the first time, that's your first introduction. It means the world. The other part is, you can have a concept that's not great, that might be mediocre plus, but the service is excellent, and everybody loves the servers and the bartenders and the hostesses. That part of the experience means a lot.
I also think it's worth noting that restaurants in general, this isn't just a business. This is a lifestyle. If you're owning an eatery, that is your life. You don't have days off. You don't get holidays. It's all consuming.
Well, that is some of the questions that I ask right in the beginning. You know, do you like having, you know, Thanksgiving with your family? Do you enjoy Christmas with your family and 4th of July and all those things? Because, you know, successful restaurateurs spend a lot of time at the restaurant. You know, a 14, 16-hour day is not unusual, especially when you first open. And, you know, working for, you know, 20 days straight when you first open isn't going to be unusual either.
Well, hopefully we haven't discouraged too many people, and then they can give you a call. Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works. He's also known as the restaurant coach here in Chicago. Still to come, some winter storm disruptions could ripple nationwide as holiday travelers head home this weekend.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words, this is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, a big winter storm is set to hit the Northeast, and even though Chicago and many other areas will be just fine, disruptions could ripple nationwide as travelers head home from the holidays. Joining us with the latest is Joe Schwederman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University here in Chicago. And Joe, maybe you can just explain, why does weather in one region cause such headaches everywhere else?
You know, airlines are really pushing hard to maximize utilization of their airplanes. So those planes are in the air a lot. And we're seeing how they thread the planes through the country, you know, to route them for cycling and maintenance and things. So when you take sort of one node out of the system, it can have ripple effects through the rest of it. And the East Coast, of course, is just a powerhouse of air travel. So we will see some effects here. I mean, there's still, cross your fingers, it may be limited, but it's a little worrisome right now.
Yeah, but if my flight's not going directly into or out of the storm zone, and am I still at risk of being delayed or canceled?
Well, they're much better than, say, 5 years ago. Airlines have more spare equipment. They're much better at preempting these problems. So what they often do are these preemptive cancellations, where they'll cancel a flight even before the storm, so that airplane is back at the hub, say at Chicago O'Hare, and can go to the other destination it needs to go to. So they really don't want to get planes stranded or hours and hours delays out in the east. So they're getting a lot better at it. And this is 9 inches of snow. This is not 3 feet. So we may escape things, but they're already doing some actions allowing people to cancel their reservations on Southwest, for example. So this won't be This is worrisome.
Now, I will say, Joe, some airlines, if you do rebook your travel, like you had mentioned, some airlines say that you have to then rebook it by the end of the year, which, mind you, we're pretty much there. So should passengers keep an eye on the fine print? And what I mean by that is, like, don't delay your trip until the new year.
Yeah, exactly. And it varies by situation, depending on just how bad the delays are. But airlines did really get a black eye, you might say, about 3 years ago when Southwest had their meltdown, and then the other airlines did too. So they really see a need to keep customers happy, and Congress is warned if they don't do that, they'll come in with the Airline Bill of Rights type legislation, which guarantees people lots of money if their flights is canceled. So I think you'll see our airline system that's much more robust now. You know, again, O'Hare's not going to get a lot of snow, so I think overall we have plenty of reason for optimism, but those East Coast flights are going to be tough.
Right, right. And anyone headed that way, which we know this is a giant week for travel, especially out of Chicago's major airports. So if someone's listening right now and maybe they have a loved one that they're dropping off, and even more, here, let's do this. They have a loved one that, hey, you know, it was really nice to see you, but it's been enough time for you to go home, and oops, our flight's canceled. Guess that holiday gets extended, huh?
That's right. You get families are learning to be creative, I guess, in using this time, because we're seeing it more and more with I'm here for a week, guess what? But there's so many airports in the East Coast, and the new apps allow you to pick a different airport if your airport has no seats. And so I think that's going to be the passenger's advantage.
Thanks so much for joining us. Joe Schwederman, professor of public services, director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University. Now, if you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com, also available on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.